In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a beautiful day to go out and do something like ride a bike. Do you remember learning to ride a bike? That moment when you were off on your own on two wheels. I certainly remember it. I can't remember quite how old I was, 6 or 7, and my parents, or may have been Santa Claus, had bought me this beautiful, sleek machine. It had a red, shiny frame and these white wall tires. I was a little disappointed it didn't have any gears, but it had the kind of brakes that adult racing bikes had. So I was blown away. I was ready to go. And the best thing about this bike is it had training wheels. So I was out of the door in a flash, charging around the neighborhood with these little training wheels at the side. Now, this was back in England in the 1960s, and at the time, British engineering was not renowned for its quality control. So the training wheels weren't really up to the job. As I charged around Ryder Crescent and Dunbar Road and all the other local streets, wobbling from side to side, the training wheel slowly started to bend further and further up. Well, I didn't realize this, and it was only when my mother pointed out that actually the training wheels were not touching the ground and you were actually riding a two-wheeler, Peter, that I agreed, after some persuasion, that I would take the wheels off. And I did. And I pushed off, and I wobbled a bit, and then I was off. On two wheels, on my own. What a rite of passage that is. Does anyone remember that feeling? Yeah. Or that feeling when you first swam on your own, without a floaty, got my groupie here, roadie, sorry, Hank. Everyone remember that moment where you had something you couldn't do 10 seconds ago. 10 seconds later, you can do something, and there's no going back. You can't unlearn how to ride a bicycle, right? You can't unlearn how to swim. So we all have experiences like that. So let's ask another question. Do you remember the same thing happening when you learned to pray? Do you remember that moment when you were like, I don't know how to pray? And 10 seconds later, you were like, oh, yeah, nailed it. I know how to pray. No, it doesn't work like that. Praying is a gradual process, and it's a process that we can go backwards with. We can learn things, and we can unlearn things. We can be sure of prayer, and we can be unsure of prayer. It's a lifelong process. So it's kind of weird that we hear in today's gospel Jesus kind of teaching the disciples how to ride a prayer-like bicycle. Some disciple goes to Jesus and says, Jesus, Lord, tell us how to pray. And the first thing Jesus does is say, well, say say these following words, right? And he starts reciting what we now know as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed. This down. Really glad that Luke and Matthew wrote it down because it's a great prayer and it's, you know, not saying there's anything wrong with it, but it's a what. Teach us what to pray. Now, is that what the disciples were really after? When they said, when they had seen Jesus at prayer and he came back to them and they said, Lord, we want to do that, then what they were really after, I think, is something else. Not just a formulaic word, not just, as I was taught when I was a kid at one point, go upstairs to your bedroom, kneel by the bed, put your hands together and thank God, right? And then turn the light out and go to sleep. And, you know, it's not about this formula. So the key to this is actually in the parable that follows. And the parable is a bit odd to our ears for a couple of reasons. So remember what happens, right? Somebody comes to your house late at night, an unexpected visitor. You've got nothing in the fridge or the freezer, right? Nothing you can microwave. And there's no 7-Eleven or local grocery store to go to in biblical times. So what do you do? Well, in this story, you do something that I think most of us would not do. You go around to your friend's house and you start pounding on the door to wake him up. We wouldn't do that, right? Nowadays, we would think, oh, you know, it's our guest, it's our problem, we'll just starve. But in this telling of the story, in the way it would be initially read and understood by the people listening to it, it was actually the friend who stayed in bed and ignored his friend pounding on the door that is at fault. Okay. So you're standing there, and this guy is pounding on the door. And in this parable, that is not the problematic action. The problematic action in this parable is the fact that this person, other person, is not getting out of bed. And in Jesus' telling of this, there's a, there's eventually this resolution where the friend does get out of bed. And Jesus says, well, it's not really because he was a real friend, right? Because he would have got out of bed in the first place, but because of the persistence of the knocking. The persistence of the knocking. And that is the key. That's the key to prayer. Persistence. We should pray persistently. We should pray whether we feel like it or not. We should pray whether we think we're worthy or not. We should pray whether we think prayer works or not. We should just persist. It's not about words and formulas. They help. But it's about persistently praying, persistently trying to get into a relationship with God. Now, the problem with persistence, likes that word, right? Sounds like too much hard work, okay? We're going to persistently pray. It sounds like we're training for a marathon. We're going to go persistently out on the road, or we've got to persistently pedal our bicycle right up to the top of Palos Verdes. Sounds like too much hard work. Well, the biblical scholars are here to help us. Because our version of the Bible, the New Revised Standard Version, this word from the Greek does get translated as persistent, but some other biblical scholars have the word shamelessness. He opened the door, shamelessness of the knocking that was going on. Now, it's not very often you get somebody in a pulpit telling people that they should be shameless. But I'm going to do it today. We should pray shamelessly. And what do I mean by that? We should pray whether we think we're worthy or not. We should pray whether we think it will work or not. We should pray whether we think we know how to pray or not. It's really about taking a prayer and a prayer life saddling up, pushing off, and persistently and shamelessly taking off up that road to a deeper relationship with God. Amen.